you ever say she's quite lively?
Well, you can say that, or active. Either way, good. Very active for her age, you might could say.
And say that maybe when your children were coming up, they were out a little later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
If you're going to feel that way, you're going to feel, if they don't come in and you wonder where they're at, you're darn sure you can't help but worry about them. Now, that's all there is to it. There's no way out of it. I don't know. I don't believe it. You don't care anything about his children at all if you don't think about it like that.
You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd feel how? Not easy.
Well, I'd feel more, a whole lot more at ease if I knew where he was at and what he was doing. I've said that plenty of times. And you'd be upset all that long, but I'd feel more comfortable if I knew where he was at and how he was. I do that anyhow about my boys and girls all the time.
And somebody who maybe leaves a lot of money around on the table and his door unlocked and his keys lying around, you say?
He's just absolutely careless, reckless with everything he's got.
And say a person who, maybe there's nothing really wrong with a person, but he just acts kind of
goofy.
Yeah.
Silly. Yeah, you see a lot of them. I'm one of them.
Now, anything else you might say? Goofy or peculiar, any other ways you might say that?
I just don't know where. And there might be plenty more names for it. But he sure be goofy.
Yes. A person who says, won't ever change his mind. He's always got his mind made up. And no matter what you say, he never wants to change his mind. How would you describe him?
Well, a person that can't make up his mind, he's another goofy rascal.
Well, you could call him maybe stubborn?
Stubborn or crazy or anything you want, just any name you want to call him, they have it. Because a goofball or anything, because anybody won't take advice. Why, you never learn too much what you can't take advice from anything. From a child, a lot of times a child's advice will help you. And he's a goofball if I ever heard of it.
Would you ever get him called bullheaded?
Bullheaded, yeah. Yeah, he's just a bullhead, you're right there.
Hardhead
or knucklehead or
somebody. Somebody that you can't joke with, maybe without him losing his temper.
Well, goofball. He's overbearing and he's loosening. Got a loose screw somewhere.
Ever call him just kind of touchy or something like that?
Yeah, right. If you can't, in other words, whenever I was going to school, what little I went, well, they call me every old name in the country. But now you resent that. You're in trouble. Now you just as well, it make no difference. What he called you, answer it. And take it and go on. Because if you resent it, you get called more names than you ever heard of in your life. And that's a problem.
I'm trying to get mad about it.
Yeah, you resent the fact that you don't want to be called Rusty or Old Russ. That's what they call me. Well, I'd answer to anything to call me. I didn't make it hard. Just wanted to call me at dinner time.
Just trying not to get mad about it.
No, sir. If you got mad, you got in trouble. You'd have to fight somebody pretty quick. Because if you messed around like that, you'd sure be in a fight. Because they'd call you worse than they'd go to calling you something then. Now, I just agree and go on.
I call them and throw their weight around
and
bully the
woods. And then bully them, you're right. I guess so.
And somebody that's about to lose his temper, you know, you might tell him, well, don't lose your temper just for one. Just keep what might you say?
Well, you better hold your temper because you might overload the wagon directly. I've said that to a lot of people. Don't overload the wagon. You're liable to get somebody liable to knock a fire out of you. Now, I never did like to do something like that.
People say, hold your horses.
Yeah. You better hold your horses now. You might overload the wagon. You get in trouble. I never did like to be with anybody who was like that.
If you've been out, say, working all day, you might come in and say you were very quiet. Just experience?
Well, I'm just very tired, or I'm just wore out.
And if a person's been you know, well lately, and you hear suddenly that they have some disease, like, you know, maybe last Sunday they were okay, but now they're not doing so well, you would say that this past week she did what she, how you express that, maybe?
Well, last week, if you got sick, because you're all right one week, and the next week you got like that, I'd say she was getting in very poor shape. If she didn't go to a doctor and do something, she'd be in worse than that.
And you might, let's see,